Welcome back, everybody, to episode 5 of Connor the Banter Box. I'm Connor. I never introduced myself. I'm Connor Quinn from Connor Quinn Productions. And this is Danielle Walsh.
Well, what's happening, Connor Quinn?
Are you going to show me what we're drinking today?
I absolutely am.
You can show me how to drink.
I will show you how to drink. You've already had a mini dragon suit.
Before, to kill the nerves.
So we'll say nothing.
I know. But I don't think I can drink like you, to be honest.
Well, I mean, by the end of the night, I say word. I say word. He's like a guzzler.
In every aspect.
Well, that's what I was going for. So we better drink, wouldn't hurt.
Do you think there is anybody who can actually drink like you?
Absolutely not.
No?
No, I'm joking. I was born with no liver, no gag reflex, so no? And no tonsils. So it's pretty good for me.
Here, it's inevitable. You can in. Here's bleaching her.
That might kill me. You don't have other organs.
For the things to think about. we're going to dive into a wee bit more of obviously how you got to your social media fame, how you became a Belfast icon, and more.
Right, yeah. Okay.
See, you're very modest. You don't realise it.
No, I'm not.
But is it one of them things? So. I actually think it was one of them things you don't realise, because obviously you're
like, no, you really don't realise. I swear to God, people like down at my work book from all around the country come in. I had a girl stand in front of me, start crying and saying, oh my God, you're real. I was like, well, I'm not a fucking pixel and a screen, do you know what I mean? Of course I'm real. But I mean, no, I don't say it like that. Do you know what I mean? I'm Danielle Walsh from Walls.
It's mad though. Like, so how did it all start?
Fuck's sake, one drunken night in my kitchen. I was bored. Fluke, pure fluke.
Was it?
Like an absolute fluke. I was like, screw it. Well, I was sitting in on my own, didn't go out, had a bottle of wine and Blue WKD. That was my favourite drink. But I was like, do you know what? I'm going to show these things what I'm drinking. Stood in my kitchen, made a wee drink and necked it. And that was the start of it.
Was that just on TikTok?
Yeah.
Like Instagram?
No, TikTok. I had like fucking 500 followers on Instagram. Yeah.
And just blew up.
Like completely just blew up. Once I started talking, did you see them wee stupid like voiceovers and all you used to do when it came out?
Yep.
Like they were shit. So I was like, do you know what? I'll make a drink. I was a bit tipsy. And a made my favourite drink. Next minute, blew up. Like the first one I started talking in, blew completely up. And then people kept asking, will you make this? Will you make that? And I was like, I absolutely will.
I remember that actually, I didn't realize that was the first one. This, and somebody asked, Buckfast and Milk, was that one of them?
Buckfast and Milk, tastes like chocolate milk. That wasn't the first one, but that was the first one to go like global. All the newspapers picked that up. Like I was in New York Times, fucking Scottish Lad Babel, everything for drinking. And see, I have no filter because it's one take and one take only. So I was saying like, slap my ass and call me Charlie and all, it tastes like chocolate milk. So see, whenever the newspapers, they put word for word in my like off my video everything I'd said, and I sat the next day going, I am mortified. Like mortified. But yeah, that was like a Scottish thing.
Does it always always taste that nice, or do you just say it tastes nice?
No, so here's the thing, right? I don't like certain things. But I will always do the things I know I'm going to like.
Yeah.
So I won't put like a rotten drink in.
Yeah.
But now that Buckfast and Milk, I was 100% certain I was going to hate it.
Yeah.
But people kept commenting. So I was like, I'm going to fucking do it. I'm going to do it. Done it. And I was like, slap my ass and go home with Charlie. Tastes like chocolate milk. And then all the fucking,
do you know what, Charlie? I love chocolate milk.
I know egg, Charlie. Maybe not that Charlie.
Charlie, do you like chocolate milk? Oh, fuck. What, Charlie?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. We'll say nothing.
The Charlie you found in the toilet when you had to walk in.
Is that what was on my shoe?
They're your boots. That Charlie.
These boots have got half the telegraph on them, I swear to God. I've just walked all over your floor. I was bound to pick up something on the way in.
You dropped on the way in.
For fuck's sake, I don't learn to mind that.
You're not doing your job.
Miss Shelley.
You've let her down a bucket full of it. It's only in. 4 minutes in.
What am I going to do for later?
Gig. But well, how do you feel? Like, so after the first video, did you feel like you had to keep up with it?
Well, I didn't. I always only done a video on a Friday.
Right.
Because obviously, I'm hardly going to do it every fucking night. Do you know what I mean? I mean, when we always say it goes somewhere by doing something, she didn't know it'd be a certified alcoholic. Do you know what I mean? So, like standing in my kitchen making these drinks and all going, yo, let's get lit. What get me so far. But no, every Friday, cut it down to every Friday I'll do a drinking video.
Aye.
But every Friday it was just fucking blown up, got millions of views, everything.
How quick do you think, like, so obviously the first one happened and then the second one, like, how quick did you see, like, the videos before? Because, like, obviously you get recognised, do you? Do you get tortured?
Everywhere. I'm not even being funny. But, like, when you go out in the town now, it's just inevitable. Everyone wants photos of you, everything. But I travelled America, and we were in Chicago. There was Ubers, so I put a video on when I was in Chicago, and put a video on, I'm going to Boys Town. So it's, like, the gay part of Chicago. I swear to God, me and Connor were, like, standing outside some bar, and Uber came this way, and Uber came that way. And it was all these groups of people. People had grabbed their mates out of bed and all to come and see me in fucking Chicago. I swear, see, if you watch the videos, we end up with about 10 groups of mates. I'm like, sure, just come with us. Come with us. Connor was loving his life because he's fucking mental. So he had a load of, you know, boys to pick from that night. He's like a groupie. When we go to club events and all, like, we go and do appearances, and I swear to God, we have, like, a VIP area, and he's like, because most of the people follow me are gay people, do you know what they are? So they always come in, and Connor's like, who are you, come on. I know her when I'm on the stage or something. I come back, and I'm like, what the fuck is this?
So not only have you became the icon for drinking, you've became, like, the new version of a real-life Tinder.
Yeah.
Her grinder.
Did you see that thing I got tagged on Instagram the other day in Japan? Someone was in Japan and they sent me a screenshot of their Tinder, or no, their grinder. Their fuck's sake. That's a completely different thing. And had no face, no photo, nothing. But they went on and checked his Instagram. And because I follow him, they were like, got straight in. So I got someone late in Tokyo. I swear to God. That's literally just my recent story yesterday.
Sure, you're a pimp.
Yeah, I'm a pimp.
Is there anything you can't do at the minute? What are you not doing?
I mean,
none. I'm doing it all. Finger in all the pies. Literally.
Literally. Swear to God, it's mental.
But here, what, so, like, does it get annoying though on a night out?
See, for me, it doesn't get annoying because, like, from day dot, like, from before it all, I was always the one in the smoking area talking to every cunt, telling them a life story. I love you, do you know?
Have you got a problem? Solve it right now.
Yeah, do you know? So, but for my friends, it's more of a problem. They don't like it. We're so nigh, they're like, right, say hello, get your photo, and then come on. And 5 minutes later, they're trailing me away. I know their dog's name, their ma's name, every name under the sun.
We're home, like, in the right, Daniel, someone's wee dead dog.
I swear to God, you're standing in the toilet, you can't get from the toilet back to the dance floor. It's crazy. Like,
where do you always go? You are always in Boombox, aren't you?
Boombox, Maverick, Kremlin.
And you're like a VIP in there? Like, this is my
very
house.
Important piss head.
But basically, you really are.
Oh, that's crazy.
I know. So what's the crack? So you obviously do all this stuff with the drinking bikes, the pedal bikes.
Belfast Party Crew.
Aye, is that good crack?
It is the best crack. It really, really is. So it's just people, like, coming over wanting to get absolutely pissed. But, like, at the weekend, so obviously they expect me to drink with them.
Yeah.
So crowds are coming from, like, everywhere. And, I mean, only I can handle my drink. Because I start at 12 o'clock and don't finish till 1 in the morning. Oh. And, I mean, in between that, we have, like, 15 groups, say.
Yeah.
And they're all, every bike ride, they want you to do shots with them. They want you to do... And, I mean, I have got into some states, let me tell you. But, I mean, it's fucking crazy. And I only got that job because of TikTok.
Aye.
So the boss, like, the owner of it now... invited me down for a free bike, you know, to try it out. I went absolutely crazy. Just my normal self. Tried to take him to a party and all, like, literally. So 2 weeks later, I was sitting and got a phone call. And I was like, hello. And he was like, it was the owner of the pedal pub. And he was like, what do you do for work? Told him what I worked as. And he was like, how do you feel about coming to work for us? I was like, I mean, I'll give it a go. I don't say no very often. Do you know what I mean?
If you get me on the phone, I'm saying yes to anything.
I swear
and
to God.
More than times, you ask me to do a job and I'm giving you money for it. You know what
I mean? I never used to, but I started saying yes last year. And he says, right, come down in the morning. I was like, what, in the morning? and went down. I've been there ever from it. Like, unreal. It's fucking crazy. Like, I live for it.
No, what you're like. You're like, never seen Jersey Shore and all like years ago, and they all get paid to go out and get pissed. Like, that's what you basically are. You became just with your own self brand.
Yeah. I swear to God, manifesting's real. I loved fucking Geordie Shore. I was like, I'd be the best candidate for that. Here's me making my own Geordie Shore.
Maybe this is the thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're like going to become Anna from the Geordie Shore, come in like rule a house and be like, no, this is all going to get pissed.
There is a story about that, but I can't discuss it because I've signed an NDA.
Here, get an Ore Dragon suit.
I mean, but it's completely done. So maybe I can tell you a wee bit. This is completely...
Do you want to tell us and then you can go home think if you can tell me and then I can take it out or not?
Well, it was last year. Right. So it was, the only other person that knows is Kane. Do you know him with the tattoos that I used to work with? Because I took him with me.
Yeah.
So there was a Dublin show meant to happen. Okay, and it was called Life of the Party.
Right.
And who I was Anna.
No, what?
I swore here, on my life.
I am
Mystic
Megan.
I swore on my life. So me and Kian, we used to get the train down. Yep. They had like the big warehouse in Dublin. Sorry if I'm not allowed to say this, but we'll say it. It's a year later. Do you know what I mean?
Sure, if not, I'll just take the video down.
Make up everything we took. So there was a cast, obviously. All the guys still talk to the cast now, like on Instagram. They think that was my real house because they made it out that I owned the house.
Really?
And I used to get mic'd up, walk in my boots and my fucking blazer, makeup done, walk in as if I'm the boss, like sit down, I have stuff to say. Like I used to phone them from my kitchen where I make the drinking videos in fucking the Falls Road. Phone them down to the house and I used to go on the phone box and be like, Anna, or no, it wasn't Anna, it's Danny. Danny, or Danny? And I used to have to tell them what to do, like send them places, give them jobs.
No way.
But it got cancelled because they were trying to go more of like a Love Island vibe. Do you know, like a,
aye.
This group was mad mental. Like the cast I had was brilliant. So all the producers and all were really sad, but it was someone overseas who didn't want it to go down the same route of Geordie Shore.
Sure, even Geordie Shore now hasn't went down. It's
got cancelled. So they don't want it. Yeah, it's cancelled. They
even like the past like couple of years, it's been like, oh, family night and family this, yeah, and like no fighting. It's just
so with this was nuts, but
that's why you fit it in. You were in charge.
I was in charge, but I've
loving your life.
Like, I swear to God, we were getting fucking free trips to Dublin constantly. They were putting you up in hotels, paying for everything, private drivers. Loving my life.
I can't believe I just literally imagined that. That was right.
It got cancelled, but they sent me like a big hamper basket and stuff. Like the producers were amazing. Aye. And they were like, we're so sad because they didn't know it was going to happen.
Aye.
Do you know, they were just like, they had their own cast and things were too mad.
I think it's more like nowadays on like social media, you know, the backlash you get, like see it's something you did on 10 years ago,
yeah.
it doesn't come across the same. Like now, like you have to watch it. It's Ofcom. See how many people can like cancel, like if you get like 100,000 complaints,
yeah,
but like it's just it's trolls off TikTok and the trolls.
I got fucking 2 complaints, remember? One of my things got fucking
yeah
canceled.
So what happened with
that? Well, what happened with it, I'm starting fucking making breakfast in my other job and Connor, he's fucking Twittered out, sent me like a screenshot of my face on the BBC and I was like, what the fuck, what happened? Because I mean, I've done a lot of things, but obviously I don't want them videoed. So I was like, I didn't want to open it. My anxiety went through the roof. I was like, what have I done? What? Because it was like big headlines.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this? And then I opened it and read through it and I was like, is that it? Like, is that it? So basically, VK sent me drink.
Yeah.
Right? And I drank 4 drinks in 90 seconds. Which in the advertising authority situation, whatever that is, thought it was inappropriate drinking. But so they asked me, they messaged me and says, take this video down, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, right, okay. I mean, it's one video. Took the video down. And then because it was the advertising authority standards, it all goes online. Like every file like that they take down goes online. So someone had got that And like, I was, so people from everywhere, I mean, the messages I was getting, oh my God, you've been cancelled. There was, see if you check Twitter, there's drag queens holding up posters going, I swear to God, save Danny Walsh. Like, but, and I'm like, I didn't get cancelled.
You're
like,
just sitting there in your wardrobe.
Well, I'm sitting going,
I'm all right. I'm fine.
Like, I swear to God, it was like a whole big fucking cult thing coming out all over Twitter. Everyone.
You walking in your wardrobe, paparazzi everywhere. I can't look.
One video got took down. I was like, now there's people get cancelled every day.
Aye.
People get videos banned every day.
Yeah.
But I get what New York Times had it on. Like, I mean, it went fucking global. The BBC on their fucking TikTok, I mean, went feral on that. Like, standing in the BBC, like the offices in the BBC around them, talking about me getting a video took down. And then it just became embarrassing. I was like, is it a slow news day?
Do you think it was because, so you obviously done that stand-up for BBC, do you think it was because of that?
No. So,
do you know what I mean? Like, why they were so involved in it? Do you know what I mean?
No. So, like, literally, the BBC I was working with there, there's all different sets of BBC. That was like an English BBC. BBC I was work with here are brilliant.
Aye.
They are amazing.
What was the crack? What was that like?
So, which one? Because the
spell.
I've worked with English ones that flew me for the Eurovision.
The one.
The stand up. Oh, I know. Want to hear about that?
Spill? Go ahead. Tell us what spill it means.
My Connor, obviously, you know, my best friend.
Yeah.
Eurovision fan. Biggest fan in the world. Lorraine's is idol.
Yeah.
I mean, full scale. So I got this message from the producers, like, we'll want to take you over to London for the Eurovision, London Eurovision party. So I messaged Connor and I was like, your dream's finally coming true. We're going to London for the Eurovision. So me, in my head, I thought I was going over to, like, make drinks behind the scene or what. Right, so me and Connor, once you get to the international airport, it's refresher bombs, pints. We went on.
We seen her before the international airport. I was like, I'm going to Liverpool.
Little no, I know. Is that who that is?
I go to Liverpool. I was like, it's Paddy's Day. We went to Paddy's Day.
So I was going and doing an appearance on Paddy's Day, and so on Paddy's Day, I went to Aberdeen, Manchester, Liverpool, and somewhere else. Like, I swear to God, each day.
Actually. We seen you in the airport that day.
Did you? And he wouldn't even come and say hello, but he'll message you on Instagram.
I'm nervous. I get all nervous.
Me too, love me too.
I know. So
we were sitting having a drink, got to London, left our bags in, went on like a massive bar crawl around London, got absolutely shit-faced. Then I get a phone call sitting in a bar, like it was that night, from one of the producers. She's like, all right, Danny, I'm going to send you like a list of everyone you're going to be interviewing. I was like, interviewing? What do you mean interviewing? Excuse me. And she was like, yeah, I'm going to send you the list of everyone you'll be interviewing. She sent me a list, Lorraine, Katja, like all the fucking Eurovision. I was like, Connor, we need to leave this bar. Like, I'm not ready to be interviewing people. So it was the next morning, I like freaked out because I was stoshes, freaked out. I was like, I need to go home like and get sleep. He stayed out till like 5 a.m, brought a guy home, woke me up and I was like a burr.
No disclaimer to Connor, by the way.
You need to come with me. And he was fuck. I was like, you need to come with me. We went to like the venue, you want to see it? The queues, now it was 9 o'clock in the morning. The producer wanted to meet me for breakfast to go over everything. And she was like the year before, Raylan Clark and stuff done it.
Aye.
So she was like, out of everyone, we've picked you. And I was like, what? Like, what? And
I
so I was like,
what's happening,
do you have a script? Like, do you have something I can read off? And she was like, no, we flew you over here. We want you to be 100% you. Excuse me, what? Like, give me a bit of training. She was like, no. So the cues for like that Eurovision thing was right round. We went in. It was like, sort of like this. Like that BBC cameras everywhere. That a circle table. Drinks. So I was going to make them mocktails and I had to get I drank 12 mocktails that day. Knacked them. Because I interviewed 12 people. Dancing with them. I mean, and it was fucking or pure orange, cranberry juice, something else. And I mean, only have a stomach like lead.
Mocktails or cocktails?
Mocktails, because obviously because it's a BBC, you're not allowed to drink.
Yeah, that's the most bizarre part of the story. You're not drinking mocktails.
So we had the lad home, we were fucking drinking drinks. It's a pre-drinks with Danny Walsh, and it was fucking mocktails. So I knacked 12 mocktails.
Having sneaky fucking drinks in the toilet.
No, I swear to God, no, because it was like non-stop. We were only meant to interview the 12 ones we had on the list, but then people started saying it's that good in there because I wasn't like I had them all dancing and necking drinks and Lorraine was hand dancing with me and Katja was showing me his moves and the cue was round there we're in the side of the building to get in for me to interview them. And I was like, what is my life? So at 6 o'clock, they were like, right, we can't let no one else in. We can't. We went home, got ready, got all dolled up and went to the VIP after party. Sure, me and Connor was in their dressing rooms and all. Like, they were on the stage, me and him, blocked. There was a free bar. And all the workers were like, let me show you what we're drinking. I snacking them back. Fuck's sake, I've never been as drunk in my whole entire life.
It's because you couldn't.
No, I swear to God. We get sent out of it. Like, we were sitting partying with them all. And Connor, my high heels, I was wearing big high heels, a black bag. Me and Connor get sent out of it through the back door. He had a black bag with my shoes and all in it. And I was like, haven't heard from him again.
That was the first episode.
No, I'm joking. They actually did message me and say, you done amazing. Like, I fucking you. 12 mocktails later. Fucking thanks. Anyone else's stomach would have exploded. I'm sitting holding it in going, I'm going to be sick. You can't be sick.
That was probably what was going to make you sick.
I think that's what it was.
Sometimes I could drink and not be sick. But see, if I had like two or three vodkas and went home and was just a bit tipsy and I lay in bed,
yeah,
I'm like, this room's been, I'm going to be sick. But it's, I could sit in a party and drink later bottle after later bottle.
That's the same as me. Like, there's no in between.
I think I'm going to be sick now.
Someone get him a vodka, or is that AU?
Right, we'll try one of them soon, but I don't think I'm going to be able to do it.
Listen, if I can do it, you can do it.
I feel a bit tipsy, like I'm all nervous. I'm like, yo.
Yo, let's get lit.
Let me show you what I'm drinking. Sick. Sick in a glass.
Don't, because I actually done that before. Well, I never drank it, but was sick in a pink glass. No, where were we? I was at some event, and the wee girls, but I can't drink, like, there's certain drinks I can't drink. And she was like, right, well, share it. And when we had done hers, and we were doing this one, and I drank it and it hit my stomach. And I was like, I'm going to vomit. I can't vomit in front of these people. No, there was an empty pink glass. So I vomited in the pink glass. And it just kept overflowing and going off the table. It was Manchester. Michelle was with us. So, right, listen.
She was actually going, I know.
After that, I went to the barman and went. Because they were like, how do you look so good after it? I went to the barman and says, someone's just been sick and they pink us on that table. I think you need to go and clean it. And the barman was like, oh my God, dirty bastards. And I was like, no, they just left.
It was me. I got
it. I was that mortified. You heard me know. So.
I was that mortified. I turned it on myself.
Couldn't believe it was me. Oh no, I made Jerica clean. I was like, dirty bastards, just fucking vomit at your table.
Not anybody in here, fuck's sake.
And the wee girl beside me, the wee girl whose drink it was just looking and going, did she really just go and ask him?
Is she actually all fucking blocked? Did she not actually realise that was her? That was no.
I wiped my mouth and was like, I need to go and get someone for that.
I'm above that shit. I don't think I'll take him.
I don't claim no one's sick. Croissant.
That's okay.
Fucking mental.
So what happened then? So with the stand-up, what was that like? That would have been tough.
Do you know what? Mine actually wasn't, because it was true stories.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. At the start, right?
You just need to be animated, don't you, or something like to tell it?
I don't know, what the fuck? I've never done stand-up comedy. It was more the fact that we had to go in and be judged by actual stand-up comedians. So it wasn't just, one night. It was, over, a few months.
Or was it Dark Horse or something, was it?
Black Horse or Black Box.
Black Box.
What are you on about?
There's a place called Dark Horse. They do comedy too.
No, Black Box. That's why I'm like, whose horse is
and
that?
It's Black Box. Whose horse is that? You're like, what?
Is that called the Wild Horse?
I have a lot of dragons. It's whatever I want to call it.
Yeah, so the Black Box. Do you know what? That was a really good experience. It really, really was. But people were writing down their material. And do you know, because they were telling jokes. Mm-hmm. But I was like, if I tell jokes, I'll forget them. I'm like, I don't have a lot of sense up here. So I was like, I'm just going to tell true stories and just, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Wing it. Everyone's stand-up comedy is different. But it was a sold-out show. And we're sitting, them and Irv started to kick in. And they were like, we want you to open the show. I was like, but the stories I was telling were about my boss, my ma, my granny. So they were all in the audience.
That's me and Sarah's first podcast.
They didn't know these stories. So I'm having to wave at my boss. He had never, and he employed me. And he sent me to do this. And to this day, well, not to that day, never knew I was lying. So for me to stand up or open the show and be like, well, what's happening, Dee? So strap yourself in. It's going to get a bit bumpy. And you know what? It was fuck. It was amazing. It was brilliant. Like, but it was nerve wracking. Yeah. See, once you're up there and you do it, like, it's.
Who else done it with you?
Garon, follow me. I'm delicious. Do you know him? No. Like, he's a bit like a Irish man with like long hair and it follow me. He's like from County Mayo. County Mayo. He got up when he was talking about the price of garlic bread and stuff. I was like, his voice just makes him 110 funnier. Like, I followed him before that and stuff. Yeah. So he was hilarious.
See when you're describing somebody like me, and you, if you're drunk, do you start talking to people in their own accent?
Yeah, or their own language.
So sometimes the guy would be like starting to talk to people, and I'm like, why am I putting on their accent? They're replying to you. So how are you?
What am I like? If I'm sitting in Scotland, block, I'll start talking like them. Or if I'm in Dublin, I'd be like, so how's your mother? How's your father? So how's wee brother Jimmy? Do you know? Yeah, it's 100% me.
So you went to Scotland before, actually, didn't you? And didn't they do a big, massive tricolour for you, didn't they?
Oh my God, like, no. So see, in Scotland, so I go to Scotland, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Glasgow, Aberdeen, Dundee, I didn't know these places existed. Well, or Scotland, or Glasgow.
They're all in it.
Yeah, they're all in it. But I was on the stage, like, because clubs, they pay you to go to be in their clubs. Do you know what I mean? They advertise you being in their clubs. So I'm standing on the stage, like, giving it 90, making drinks, going, this is great. Next minute I look around, I'm like, is that me on a tricolour? Is that fucking me? That's me on a tricolour. Then I get the mic and I'm like, and they're all going, we love you. So at the end, like, no, so I went out and, like, I had, like, all security men on with me. When I go away, like, I can't go nowhere without a security man. Like, it's crazy. And I went down and was saying this flag, and he was like, everyone in Scotland has these in their kitchen. Do you know, they wore, I swear to God, in Scotland, it's a thing. So then I was in Maverick on Saturday. Was it Saturday? And someone showed me their phone. It's in his kitchen as well. Like, it's going round all for praise, and they're standing worshipping. Like, so for praise.
Next thing you know, kids are going to be baptized for years. Let me show you what we're baptizing.
The water of life. You are the Holy Grail. The Holy Grail. Fucking tricolours with your face on every kitchen in Scotland.
I was massive.
Get yours now.
I'm like, where do you fuck did you? It was massive, that tricolour.
I mean, I swear to God, it was that's how I was like, is that my face? I had to send it to go
am
back
I looking
up
at myself?
I was like, you have a big fucking house, don't you? Say to your kitchen. Say to your flag.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Who the fuck are the buttons?
So then when I went to Glasgow and all the brought it in, like, Glasgow wasn't very good, like the club I went to. They had me behind a curtain and you had to buy like £22 wristbands to get in and see me. And I was behind a curtain in VIP.
The cat the wasn't
al- like wasn't allowed to mingle, wasn't allowed to do nothing.
Heart must be born them.
No, but usually the clubs, once I've done the appearance, they let me go mingle. Yeah. That's part of it. That's who I am. I wasn't allowed to. Someone tried to take a selfie with me, and the bouncer like snapped it off or not. I says, "Get me the fuck out of here! Like, am I paid tonight? I'm leaving." But they brought the tricolour and stuff in. I sang that, and I'm like, they bring their own Sharpies. They bring their own Sharpies. I've been saying tits, arms, legs, bums, everywhere I go. I'm like, is that a Scottish thing? Like, I swear, I have videos off it. I swear to God.
Here,
like,
I bet you, I swear to God, it's not going to be. It might actually have happened if it says I'm so psychic. Has anybody got a tattoo of you?
Not that I know.
Or what you say?
Nothing.
I bet you some cunts went the fuck around Magalie from being like, let me show you what we're drinking on their arse. Yeah, like, let's see hashtag or something.
Not yet, but I mean, the fucking, my signature is fucking here, you know all about it,
and somebody has like a fucking, a treble, and then the top it, or like 438. Who's that? It's a girl about some TikTok. Like fuck.
I got a message on Instagram to get that. I was like, oh, I go tattoo my, you know what I mean? Fuck's sake.
What is it?
A tattoo. It's not finished yet. It's going the whole way. That's nice. Did
somebody do it for
I new gift. Dawn. I know.
What's the best thing you've been gifted? Fuck here, let's get into it. Buckle up.
Lambo. What are you joking?
Lambo. Lamborghini.
Lambo. Got a ride in a Lambo once, but it was in the back seat.
There's no back seat.
Look at you knowing your fucking car.
Was your grand reaver?
Was on his knee, all right. Yeah.
All right. the passenger said.
The best thing I've been gifted.
Well, the most, like, not even the best thing, like the thing you like valued maybe the most then.
It's hard one.
You obviously get all the trips and all the good.
You get like all the trips. Like the trips are good because every time, like in my thing, I always have to have a plus one. So I get to take like each of like a friend. She loves it.
She's
her
friend.
She gets to go everywhere. Connor gets to go everywhere. Do you know, I take my friends everywhere. You're the other Connor. Let's go.
The other Connor. I'm always Connor too. Yeah.
And it's
all. I bring my camera.
Fuck no. Paul no Cash. Cameras allowed. No cameras allowed.
No cameras. See me when I'm drinking. No cameras are allowed. That weekend there, I was like, nobody come near me. I have a fucking camera.
No, but so this is the thing. I used to get out of my head. Like, obviously, I still do get blocked. But you have to be careful because people are, like, fucking videoing you. And taking videos and, like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. One wrong move. Where years ago, you didn't have to worry about that.
I know. That's so it. Now, unless somebody had this little camera.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you used to fucking go about, what did you call that? Mint and event raising and all. And go mad.
I literally just mentioned the event raising yesterday.
Wearing twang.
I know. Like, I said, dinner Dean yesterday, she was like,
I love that.
Get me a photo that says event. I went, what event there is?
Event there is.
I'm too young to go to it.
Were ya?
Yeah.
Oh, mummy, I'm scundered. I loved event there is. I used to get a new outfit out of Paranoid every week to go. I used to work as a domestic.
Our sister's laughing like fuck her.
She knows.
She's now getting Paranoid.
Yeah, I used to come home with fake butts all over you. I mean, but it was on the 6:30 in the morning, and I was domestic in the Royal, so it was on the 6:30 in the morning. I started working at 7:30. I used to find a party to 7:10, and then get a taxi from the party to the Royal, go up the back stairs, you know, like this was years and years ago, and go into level 3 and get the doctor scrubs, put the scrubs on and go to work and leave my dress in the fucking locker. Swear, in a fucking red mini dress and all going up the back stairs.
Right, lipstick and all still on.
I swear to God, one time I was on the toilet, right? Went from a break and the toilet, fell asleep, went like that. What the fuck? My wee trolley and all was outside, you know, the toilet. And I was like, walked out and all the nurses were looking at me and I was like, why is looking at me? And looked at the clock and was like, it's 3:40. I finished work at 2:30. I'd been sleeping on the toilet for 10. The 3:40. They only stopped.
You were over time.
I mean, only out of a party, straight to work, fell asleep in the toilet, went like that, like, oh my, had to run.
3:40 the next week.
In case my team leader seen me, I was running through the fucking hospital like that, in a fucking red dress and stilettos. Had the doctor's Crocs and fucking scrubs on, doing my cleaning. Oh, I used to be mental.
Used to be?
Yeah. I'm a settled girl now. Settling with a drink.
Straight in here and she's like, I need a drink.
I do. Like, I'm a hard working woman. I need a fucking drink.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Thirsties and full swing.
No, you come into this apartment, like, drink. Service take the day, buddy. Band, how much drink? You're band, I'd be like, just need to have more. It's a confidence
booster. Do you know what? You actually have a good selection. I was like, I have a dragon suit mixed with a 4 Loko.
Let me show you what I'm drinking. No, <he's> drinking.
What are you drinking?
Nothing at this stage. I'm scared to comply. Yeah, that's funny as fuck. So see, like, from like all this then, so obviously all that stuff, where do you see it going? Or are you just going with the flow?
Do you know what? I'm happy enough. Like, I really am. I'm not going to go, oh, I want this, I want that. Like, what I'm doing now is, like, fucking, I work 6 days a week.
Yeah.
People might just think I'm an alco, but I actually fucking graft like fuck.
Yeah.
And then I have, like, all these VCA businesses and stuff. And
yeah.
I just don't stop. I get a Sunday. Sunday's a day of rest, and usually I fall through the door at 10 a.m. I get, like, 8 hours sleep and then back to work on Monday.
You usually see your wee, what you're getting for your hangover?
All my Chinese.
Chinese. What's your favourite Chinese?
Do you know what? That's a hard one.
I'm really going to burp. Sorry.
Burp. We're all friends here. No,
but think, am I going to be sick or am I going to burp?
Are you? Oh, please don't.
No, I'll be sick. Every second that I glass. Where's your favourite Chinese? Obviously, you're from the West.
So. Recently, someone took over Golden Valley. It used to be Stinking. And it's where I've been getting from the last few times. It's fucking great.
Actually.
But sometimes I get a Chinese and I'm like, oh, it's disgusting. Hate all four old Chinese's. But that one, actually, don't like New City.
Do you know?
No, I had it once years ago and haven't
never
had
looked
it.
Back.
Wouldn't wait 3 hours. When I turn my
back
Chinese. On
it, never look back.
Story of my life.
I love a Chinese. Seeing I'm hungover, I'll ask, like, I'll be like, try and order everything. But no, I'll eat the tiniest bit of it.
That's me. And then I'm fucking raging, but I could eat it the next day. Not many people
I can't.
Fuck, I'd come home from work starving. I have fucking salted chili chicken upper. All cold, not even getting in the microwave.
I know, but I prefer things cold. Like, I couldn't eat a Chinese upper if I ever eat it cold.
Yeah, no, I would rather eat it cold. Cold pizza. So, well, fuck, but I wouldn't do it. I'd eat it. Like.
Well, won't say go to waste.
Bon appetit.
Eat my feet.
Okay, smell of it.
That's a gig. So I'm sweating, Eugene.
You sweating, love?
I'm sweating. Turn that phone back on.
My dress.
Muff Devon.
People usually pay for it on me. OG. OL.
Yeah, but the planes are gonna go. Jeez. So now that we talked about all this shit, we'll get a bit heavy in there, and you're going to show me how to drink, are you?
I would love to show you how to drink. So tonight for praise in Conor Quinn's house, let me show you what we're drinking.
What are we drinking?
He's going to die tonight.
I'm not going to be able to do this, by the way, because I can't even do a double vodka.
Listen, it's recorded, so you have to do it.
I know. I might need a bucket or something.
There's one supplied.
Where?
Not telling you until you do it.
I'm actually scared, right? So
no, please don't be scared. Don't be scared. Because I'm doing it with you.
Right.
So
I'm scared of all this stuff here that I might spit over.
As if you're not used to spitting.
My man watches this.
Hello, mother.
I'm a granny.
Oh, I love grannies. Hello, granny. So we'll make one first and then make the other one.
Yeah, we'll make one first. I'm going to see. I'm going to.
Right, so we're starting with some Blue AU. Is that okay for you?
I don't know. Yeah, that's great. I feel like closing my eyes and just being like, ugh.
Blueberry Sour. Is this shots or?
I don't know.
Delicioso.
Delicioso.
Swiper, no swiping.
You saying I look like Robbie Rotten? Robbie Rotten. Told that before. I look like Robbie Rotten, don't I? Swipe or no swiping? What's that?
Dora the Explorer.
Jeez, them dragon soups are powerful.
Right, and some blueberry sour shot. People always think I'm saying you know what? But it's not, because people like overseas don't say shots like us. And we're mixing it with some blue hula hooch.
I actually seen you post that. I love hooch. I was like, where'd you get that blue one from? You were like,
I know. Get on it. Right, so Connor, this one's for you. Oh. I'll give my wee glass over and I will pour mine.
Wasabi.
Wasabi. It might taste like wasabi, tell you.
Now, you haven't got as much in that as me. What are you joking? What are you joking? What are you
joking? Oh, now, Connor, come on. Right.
I'm shitting myself.
Please don't shake yourself.
I never clean up, sorry.
So Blue AU Vodka, Blue Shots and Blue Hooch. Right. I'm blue, I'm a D-double die. Right. And your marks, get set. Let's try it.
Let's try it.
That was strong. Well done. Do you want the bucket now? Go, Connor. Go, Connor.
That's me second. Talk amongst yourselves.
If I fall out of this apartment.
Here, the straw makes it easier.
Well, that's the whole fucking point, Einstein.
I've just solved everybody.
What did you think?
It's actually sweet. I can't believe I can do that.
You can do it. I told you can do anything you put your mind to.
Manifest
in Israel. No,
I'm sitting saying that like my face.
We're sitting saying that like, see, by the end of this, we'll be like,
I'm sure there's a subtitle me in. See, Raz, isn't that bad when you do it with that straw?
Exactly, because the straw
doesn't hit your taste buds.
No, it doesn't hit your taste buds, your tonsils, or your liver.
I just got work tomorrow.
So do I. We're all friends here. I've got work. It's Friday. Do you know what I mean?
I actually can't believe I could do it.
Yeah, got it.
That's not my stomach ever again. I'm not going to be sick. I've done that.
You should have recorded it on my phone.
I know.
I'll make him do another one.
We'll do another one.
Wow. What? I'm only joking. I've created a monster.
What have I created? I'm only joking.
On next week's episode of Danielle Let's Try It, we have Connor Quinn. He's going to bring the drinks.
I'm going to bring only water next week.
Only water.
That's probably the only thing he can
do. Smart water.
There'll be nothing smart about me. My see here, my jaws. They're tightening up.
The alcohol's on. I'm at least it was up. No, I'm joking.
Damn boots. These boots.
These boots are telegraph boots. They ain't that.
That's what's wrong with it.
Have them on. Stuck to your bottom.
Oh my God. I'm going to be blocked by the
What did you think of it?
It was actually sweet.
I can do it.
Nah, I know. But.
Other than that, you couldn't really.
I can't be more like as confident because like I'm still feeling it like from the.
Can you?
Like, oh, it's hitting my stomach.
Down your esophagus and your stomach.
Hit my stomach.
It's stomach.
My stomach breaking. Wait, but nah, it actually was sweet. I actually thought I was going to be sick.
I'm so pretty. Like, I'm so pretty.
I think I need to put that in my bio.
And that what? That
I am not a professional drinker.
Yeah.
BBC, hit me up.
They will. Me and you's going together.
That's us.
I'm telling you.
We're going to take over the world here.
All right, Pinky and the Brain. I'll be the Brain, you be Pinky.
I do look like a wee rat. I'm sorry, joking.
No, you're a nice looking rat, though.
A wee mouse.
Wee mouse. Right. Someone set the traps out.
I was making a
new leg trap.
Making a new bar from later on, caught my own traps.
Caught in a trap.
So, as I do with everybody who comes on the podcast, I ask questions.
Oh, dear.
The day of it. So, they're not always directed. They're not always like, some might be, so you don't have to answer them all. But most of them are just, they're good crack.
So it can pass if I want to.
Yeah. Or you can say, Connor, cut this fucking out. I'm not answering it.
Okay.
Most of the time I don't, but your opinions.
I mean, when in Rome does the Romans do, isn't that right?
So we'll have a good load of questions, to be honest. A lot of questions there.
Oh, dear.
But we're not doing them all. A lot of questions. So...
No, right. I don't see him at the same time. I was like, what?
We're not even burping anymore. We're spraying heavily.
Right now, we're like, we're spraying the evidence.
Slabbers.
Spray is that.
So, we'll have the first question from Tar, no Tar McCormick, sir. Our friend. She says, how do you fit? Oh, now that's kicking in. I can't really see that.
Get your glasses on.
I'm like, hold on.
It will kick in, let me tell you.
Right, I need to get through these questions fast.
Yes, let's go.
Think fast.
Uno, dos, tres, go.
How did you think working another job while handling your rapid growth on TikTok?
Hard, but not so hard.
Yeah.
Would have been harder if I had, like, dickhead bosses.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But the job I'm in now, like Monday to Friday, I won't leave it because that's where I got my degrees in. That's where my loyalties. That's my career.
Yeah.
Social media is going to die, and yes, I know that. I know that 100%. That's why I will still work Monday to Friday in my job. That is my main job, but I'm going to live my best life and have a good boss. Well, it did. We got a new boss. I don't know how she is, but we'll figure that out. But he let me, he says, Danielle, you're only young once. You go, you do you.
Yeah.
He lets me go do appearances. He lets me have days off here and there. And I can juggle. I mean, I'm not just juggling one job. I'm juggling two jobs.
Yeah.
And social media.
Yeah.
Do you know, where people don't know that.
Yeah. I think like what you said there, like social media, like, people think, oh, I'm going to come out. But you know how easy is a trend dies off? No. Like, a trend's a trend.
I'm not stupid. I might look stupid and look like an alcoholic, but I actually have...
How the world works.
I mean, I have a pretty good job Monday to Friday, which I love. I will never leave.
Yeah.
Because then people depend on me. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Like, that is my life.
See, like, the way they see him with this, like, the podcast, people are like, oh, I can really take off, and maybe you wouldn't have to do what you do, but I always do my stuff, like, videography, weddings, I'll always do my
and
things.
And it's good to have that.
Yes.
Because if you blow up, like, I blew up, like, really, really big, everyone wants a piece of you, they're flying you here, they're everywhere, like, I mean, it's too much for me to comprehend.
Yep.
That's not going to last forever. What I'm coming home to, is going to last forever.
Trying to shut up, box my maker. Is she you? Or she's having one of them drinks. She's having herself a drink. Take one else.
I've never been a violent drunk. It's him. I'm a lover, not a hater.
Mike, fuck off.
Fuck you.
Who's slobbering?
What are you doing in my face? Only certain people's allowed in my face. Well,
saying nothing. So,
yeah,
that is your job, though, what you're saying. So that's what your degree, did you say that's your degree in? So what's your degree in?
So we're going to get into that.
No, you don't have to.
No.
Edit it.
Edit. No, I'm not saying what my degree's in, but I did do all my courses, all my levels, everything to get the job that I have now.
Yeah.
But I just obviously can't mention it on social media because the trust doesn't let you.
No, well, that's it. There's some jobs you get into, you can't say stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's some people even on this we know who we can say.
Uploaded a video one time, not even thinking, because someone got me a ticket to somewhere and I was in my tunic, my work uniform, and I got a phone call from not my boss, the big boss. Yeah. Someone had sent it to them and was like, you need to remove this. So you're not allowed to, do you know what I mean? So if people come up, well, remember we went to Black Mountain with all my weed service users, and I got asked for a photo. I got free coffee, I got Devon's free ice lollies and all. And I got a photo. And when we come back, it was you're not allowed to take photos in your work uniform. I was
we'd be on TikTok and there's people that got on TikTok.
Yeah,
we're on TikTok lives and there's
because it's a nursing thing, you can't really talk about it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's the same. Mine says, it's my business. But that's the way it was when I went on TikTok live. I was always any sort of drama came on, I was no, because people are going to be like, oh, they're not going to book me for a wedding because of this. But then I realized people don't give a fuck.
They really don't, because the service user's family and all. My boss, they all fucking adore me. When that whole thing broke with the BBC, our manager got me in the office, and I can't say his name, obviously, but he was Danielle. He was off sick for a week, and he was my ass was making buttons. I wanted to phone you and say, what the fuck's going on? Fair play. He loves it. And
do you know, make closer to your face, even
the service users
face to me.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Mere this he.
Oh, don't tap me.
We love these mixes.
I like a bit of girth. Connor, imagine.
Connor.
Do you know that's what I usually call my Connor?
Connor.
No, so you're Connor, but I call him Connor. It's like an Irish thing.
Crocker?
No, Connick.
Connick.
Yeah. Think I'm choking on some.
Sir just calls me cunt.
She's got a point.
Here, I may ask another question before I can't see, but before the end of it.
Yeah, because we've only answered one.
Because I can see the more going
on. You did say I was going to get
an essay. I'm like, Mike, what are you saying? What are you joking? Danielle McDade says, your what's that, Jay?
My vagina. I got cream on Sunday.
I know, but see, somebody said that to me before, and I heard that years ago, and then somebody brought to my attention again. All I ever say is you're about to say.
That's me.
See, somebody says, what? I'm like, you're about to say. Or you hear somebody, you're about to say. I know, but a scoop one from Darcy says, what age did you start drinking? 6 months.
I don't drink. No. What age did I start drinking? So, when I look back, I'm like, did I start drinking at that age? Because obviously I was still at school. I was one of the people that was actually lying in fields. So I was 17, had a job in the Royal. And so this was a couple of years before, because I've been going with the same boy. And only when I look back now, I'm like, was I really that age? Do you know?
Yeah.
So this was I've been going with the boy 2 years. So I think I was 17. And we had a bonfire in Twinbrook.
Yeah.
And we were all starting around the bonfire. I thought I was staying in Michelle's. Sorry, man. But I wasn't. Sorry, I was starting around a bonfire before Twinbrook and Poglass people.
Yeah.
And I didn't know I got black. So obviously being 17, the boy I was going with, I went in, stuck on my uniform, went to work,
yeah,
and went into like the team leader's office because you had to clock in. And my face was pure black. He didn't tell me because he was out of it. Like, I went into my team leader's office, stand beside a bonfire the whole night. I was black. I went into the office and the team leader went, "Danielle, why are you black?" I was like, "What do you mean?" And she was like, "Ma, she sent me home." I obviously couldn't go home to my ma's because I told my ma I was staying with my boyfriend. And I had, like, I couldn't go to his house because he was on a joinery job. So I'm standing in the middle of Falls Road with a, suit, black from a fire, on my face, going to have nowhere to go.
You were the colour of charcoal?
Like, I was only 17. Yeah, I was charcoal. Like, I was 17 and I was standing around a bonfire. My mum thought I was staying with my boyfriend, 17, but was stood around a fire all night. And obviously, 17, I didn't get charred. I came in at 7, got my uniform on. No, I got charred. I mean, I got charred.
Even 17, I didn't get charred.
It's all right not to get charred at 7. No.
I was 17, you were to get charred at work.
I wouldn't even ask. As Meg used to say, "Do you want a chicken sandwich?" I'd be like, "No."
Just
scundered. Would I use his water? No. But did he tell me? Because he has a fucking kid as well. And I went into my team leader with a suit, a suit, and she sent me home from work. And I was like, "What? What do you mean? Why? What's wrong with me?" And she was like, "Oh, well, I went look in the mirror and then go home." I was like, I looked in the mirror and I was like, "Holy fuck."
Who sent me in, like us?
The big bonfire she used to do. We were all standing around drinking, laying in the muck. Went into my team leader after leaving the bonfire.
Was that when you already started drinking, though?
Yeah.
I started drinking when I was probably about 15, and I've never been so glad of it. So, do you know why? Because I was addicted to Bebo.
Send your heart if you love me.
I was everybody's ever hop and never left the house. I was a caffeine, like the real serial killer that you imagine all the shows to be. And
then Jeffrey Dahmer, is that you?
Double of them. I take photos and all as well.
Where's your glasses? He's hanging them.
They put them so up here.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I'm not out of this house by...
Free. You'll be in my freezer.
Freezer? Or
I think I'm going to need that. Right? That's a bit much.
No, it's not.
Why am I doing this? Oh my God, I'm blocked.
My mission is complete.
Like, oh my God, okay.
Sid the Sloth has entered the building.
Help. I went off. And what did you win? But yeah, I started drinking and I was like, 15, and I was glad because I was so nervous before I drunk. So same people would be like, "Oh, drinking and all spot." See if any of them is tell you, I was a nervous wreck. I wouldn't have talked to anybody, but when I was drunk, I would have gone at time meet most of my mates. Do you know what I mean? And I was always so anxious. I would be like, "Everyone's gonna beat me up," and all. I was always so quiet. But when I got drunk, I came out of my shell, and it made me a lot of mates. Most of the mates, I've got so much mates that I do now because I've been out drinking, but I think if I hadn't been out drunk, I would have been a recluse.
I was like a tomboy, right? So,
same.
No, I swear to God, I was.
I was like a wee girl. So I was like the equivalent of a tomboy.
I lied. I wore tracks. She is me in a blonde version. She's like, she's great. She's fucking stunning. So they were going to Dublin, and they dragged me at 15. On the bus, I was like, "Mommy, I don't have no clothes. I don't have a." And she was like, "You're a ham party." And so from I was 15, I've started going away. So me and my family is all girls.
Yeah.
Like, she dragged me on that bus run, and I was like, "So if we're in Benidorm, I can't call her mommy. It's Fiona. Fiona. Fiona." Like, she wakes up and I'd be patting her head. Princess Fiona.
You're my mother. She's like, "No, I'm not."
And I was like, "I have to meet Michelle. I have to meet Michelle at Twinbrook, the river path." And Mummy was like, "You're coming with us." So from I was 15, Jacqueline was 15, we were all 15. We got trailed on holidays, and it was still to this day, we all go on family holidays every single year, weekends away. My family's not.
Here, same. The only holidays we're going with is my family.
Well, we should create a family and go with each other.
One on our family holiday. But see, to be
honest,
where
we're going.
Carnlough. Sorry, bud.
Do you have a caravan in Carnlough?
No, we're going to do this, but we're not learning that.
Oh, but I do car work.
I look after her.
Now, but see, like, us, like, we're, like, very close as a family, like, our friends, our family, if you know what I mean? So, like, a lot of our group are, like, cousins and stuff
that's
like that.
That's the way my family is.
People be like, them Quins, I'm like, there's only five of us just because we're all
five? There's two of me, so there's me.
No, here's something I missed, because I mean, like, as in, like, people we're partying with.
And my wee brother, who's called Didi, who plays football, who, when I was in Caffrey's, thought I was Green Bay. And everyone was like, oh my God, are you Didi's sister? I was like, yeah. Because he, like, that's my wee brother. He's 18. Yeah. And I'm not telling you what age I am. But they're... You're 21.
What's the first single you bought?
Eminem.
First album.
Eminem, I was obsessed. Like, it had Advert Tourist.
I'm trying to calculate what age you are.
Eminem was the first album I ever bought, and I used to play it. My mom used to go, Danielle, like, well, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, you better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it. Do you want to hear? Hold on. Dear Slim, I wrote you, but you're still in calling. I left my cell in my home. No.
Pager and what?
Dear Slim, I wrote you, but you're still in calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn. You must not have got them. There probably was a problem with the post office or something. Sometimes I scribble addresses to sloppy money, Jen. Anyways, fuck up. What's been up, man? How's your daughter? My girlfriend's pregnant too. I'm about to be a father. How about your uncle Ronnie too? I'm sorry.
Are you dying?
Don't go to Monday.
Get out of bed at all.
Oh, no, it's too rude to say. Dear bitch, you're drunk for the vodka. I'm going to put you.
Yeah, so I was an
Eminem
super. Yeah, we'll go with that. I'll put it like that. What am I? Black. One of Danielle's drinks, I am black.
I mean, I didn't say they were easy to handle.
Easy to drink.
With the exhaust.
Sure, no, it is. Next question.
Yeah. All right, Michelle.
She's not in the podcast. Right,
she is actually Michelle.
She's what?
Michelle. No, Miss Shelley.
Miss Shelley. I don't think you want Miss Shelley.
That's Disney's fucking chain for I don't want this Shelley.
I don't think you can handle this Shelley.
Miss Shelley can't handle
this Shelley. I can't
Miss Shelley's a fucking dynamite. And she has a visage. She looks after me and I call her Michelle. You're like a...
Speaking of the mic.
Michelle.
Your master, Michelle. What do you think of the portal from Dublin to New York? Did you hear about this?
Oh my God. Yeah, no, so I didn't, but I got tagged on Twitter by James Kavanagh. Do you know James Kavanagh? Like, he's a Dublin presenter. So he tagged me on Twitter.
Yeah.
The Gaelic Queens, you know, the Gaelic Queens on Instagram.
Yeah.
So James kind of commented on their post,
yeah,
saying, we need to see, let me show you what we're drinking. Yeah, and I was like, what is this? And then I seen a porthole.
Yeah, like, porthole.
It's not my hole.
You sound like I seen a porthole. It's massive. I mean, it's not that size.
Connor Devane, what are you doing here?
Are you ripping your mate the shreds on this?
My bestie loves that.
Yeah. Name dropped.
Oh, did I? Why are you not allowed?
No, you are.
Oh, yeah, we can later.
But I mean, like, usually we were like, I said, okay, we mentioned it. You're like, fuck, and I ain't going to give double titles.
I'm going to give all the titles. Yeah, so James Canova messaged me from a post that was on Gaelic Queens.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this? And they were like, we need to see what Danielle is drinking. And I was like, the next thing, there's going to be a photo of me in Manhattan. No.
But here, did you see, then obviously people thought it was actually like a portal, as in like,
you could step through it.
But then there was somebody who was like a fella.
Did someone jump through it?
Somebody was standing there, like a fella. It was like waving to all these people in New York and then just went and debagged and stuff. And then,
I probably would flash because I'm terrible for flashing. And it's awful now. Like, it's got to the point where people like actually know you.
So from your flashing.
No, they know you, so you can't. And like, my boss and I was like, Danielle done because they're like, so I do like private classes and all, and like my other job, like my party crew. So people like pay to come and do a cocktail class with me, but it's not a cocktail class, it's a crazy cocktail class. I fell through the table last week. See the way this leg, George. Oh,
sorry, it's from your
show. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle. Oh, my God.
This is right. You could truly have fucking Telegraph boots.
These boots are made for walking.
The Telegraph's going to walk all over me.
I can't wait for the Telegraph. Like, no, I am upset. I'm a raver till I die.
Fair.
Don't wait that much. What am I doing?
What is I'm just trying to copy and blame myself.
Sorry, we had to take a break there because
Connor couldn't handle the fucking drink.
No, it's because my batteries went down.
Oh, is that what it is?
It is.
Oh my God, mate, I bought you from Essex.
It's because my fucking
it's got what?
My battery.
Gay boy, is that you? I'm Rodney Trotter.
He's
running. I've got 2 wheels in your bathroom. 2 for 50.
Leave
wheels in that bag.
You leave my bathroom alone. I'm me. You're looking in it. You're like, I know what's in there.
Aye.
Tell everybody where my bathroom
is. I will walk 500
So the next question we have is, if you already reincarnated, what would you come back as if you had a choice?
Oh my God. Right. This isn't hard. I would come back as my dog. She's a cockapoo. And she is fucking amazing. My granny always says, she goes, I come back as a poodle. No one fucking loves a poodle. My cockapoo. No.
Nobody likes their poodles.
My cockapoo gets Christmas dinner, gets cuddles, gets everything. I walk out the door and get, bye. She gets fucking the lot.
But not just like a cockapoo, like
my cockapoo.
Because she could treat like a girl.
If you're on my Snapchat or Instagram story, my cockapoo.
You haven't invited me, to be honest.
Let's be friends.
Let's be friends now.
We're friends now.
I mean, your close story, is it?
I don't have a private story.
Close friends.
I'm open like that. I will come back as my. So she's called Goldie, but she obviously gets furry. So we shave her, and she looks like a turkey.
So some days, the week we call her turkey. And
yeah,
the next week
that is right. We call her turkey. Yeah, that's right. We call her turkey, and people
except
are like,
for Christmas.
You call your dog turkey, and I'm like, she looks like a fucking Christmas dinner turkey. Yeah, but I would come back. I'm getting on like you.
You're burping on the mic.
And burp and slide. Yeah, I will come back as my cockapoo.
See, I will come back as my husky.
Well, that's why we're in twins.
But we have a cockapoo.
We're
right?
going to be best friends. You know what? Don't you?
I know. We you just created a monster.
I've created.
You created a monster. Nobody wants to see Martian and Wild. You want to see.
Go. This name, Archie, what you saying? Calling that up myself, my page. I'm on foot at the bottom. I sent 2 letters back in Audi. Must not have gotten the problem. Was the problem with the something. Sometimes it's criminal addresses. So stop it when it's gentlemen. Anyways, fuck it. What is put on my house, your daughter? My girlfriend's pregnant too. I must be a father. I heard about your uncle Ronnie, too. I'm sorry. Had a friend kill himself over some bitch you didn't want. I know you probably hear this every day, but.
This is what happens when you download Stan from LimeWire. This is what happened.
Oh, but did you not understand the word?
I did. I can't say it that fast.
Oh, but I can't. I'm the OG.
I did not have sexual interference with that woman. Did you ever see it?
Yeah.
They did download stuff over LimeWire years ago.
LimeWire?
Do you remember it?
I'm LimeWire, but.
No, you used to download stuff over LimeWire years ago. I was like, they would have had a song, but it wasn't the song you wanted. You waited 3 hours on it, and then it would be like, I did not have sexual intercourse with this woman. It was not to be the president saying that he didn't go with somebody. So then while you were saying it that fast, I'm like,
I traveled to Utah. Listen, no. Did you ever see Nelly? Welcome to Nellyville. I went to fucking St. Louis, where Nelly was from, me, right? I go into like company and meet people. I'm at the president of Louisville.
Welcome to Louisville. Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, I really.
Is that what
again?
I say? It's not funny.
Yeah, welcome to Louisville. I'm at the president.
And then Callie and Nellie come in.
She bought me an Irish t-shirt. She was like, I love you. We got free chicken wings and all. Then she took us to a club and was like, I love you that much. And here she was, this is Nellie's hometown. This is Nellie's bar. Yeah. This was in America, in St. Louis.
Made it, done up, whatever. Plaster on the face. Is that the same Nellie?
Nellieville?
Not Nellie Potato.
No.
What are you joking?
Nelly with a plaster. Yeah. Welcome to Nellyville.
Welcome to oh my god, I'm actually real. And yeah, then Callie like, and Nelly have a dilemma. And they, at the start of it goes, welcome to Nellyville.
Start up, please. Start up. Because that's just love you. And I need you. Nelly,
Danny,
met this chicken. She just moved right out the back for me. And she got the hats for me. The finest thing I've ever seen. But oh no. She got a man and a son, though. And that's okay. Because I like a stage style. You're holding me in the way I come to an island.
Are you fond of a good rap? Not even that. You can't even say.
Who loves orange soda?
Kale loves orange soda. Is it true? I do.
Well, that's how I feel about rap. That's how I feel.
You're crazy, and you're making me crazy. What?
You're making me crazy.
I'm crazy. So, next question is: have you always been a party girl?
A London Naka drink.
Say nothing that I speak to this listener.
Have I always been a party girl? Yes. My fucking mother.
Got a GCSE.
My ma took me on holiday when I was 15. Little did she know she was creating a monster.
Nobody wants to see much.
They want to live a 100. Alright, I'm Eminem's number one fan.
Right.
Number
little
one.
Kim. Not no. Little Kim. The Kim?
No. No, not Eminem's.
Number one.
Christina Aguilera. Yeah. Always been a party girl. Oh, I've all. My mass has to move down. Yeah. She knows.
You just took. But something that was so used to it, I made it into a talent and a job. Exactly. That's
everyone
it.
Has a talent. Everyone, my talent is drinking, partying. Who's to say that's not a talent? It's got me so far. If you're a drinker, if you could have a talent, get out there, get on it. We're going to ride this horse like the old town.
So, yeah, always been a party girl.
Yeah.
Never been a quiet girl. Never been a geek.
No, I used to like be non-verbal.
Did you?
Yeah, I used to like when I was grown up. So when I was grown up, I didn't know who I was.
Yeah.
I used to like wear like Adidas button ups and like my hair. And I've made my own high ponytails. Yeah, but the high ponytails are not a fashion way. I think that's why I went with the pure
beginning
park
to make. Forget the make.
That's why I went with a pure power pony. Because when I was growing up, I used to be like a tomboy.
Yeah.
And not know myself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no one wanted, like, the boys wanted the other girls.
Yeah.
Were not. I'm not going to say but the one because they want too much.
They want you.
They want too much.
They want you. With your high pony. Look at you now.
Somebody down and wind it all around.
Somebody down and wind it all around. I don't think we're running it through these questions.
Well, we could try. Sarah.
Fucking hell, you fucked up.
All right, Darren.
I'm claustrophobic. What's that? So if I haven't paid that off yet, we're joking.
Wait, I thought you liked spitting.
I don't.
We'll suck it up. Darren. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So next one is here. This is a good one.
Do you ever get hangovers?
Yes. That's there's it. A bar of shit in the wound. Of course. But how bad are your hangovers? Like a queen. No, but do you know what? I think it's all in your head. It's definitely all in your head.
Yeah. Where's your favorite place to go on a night out in Belfast? Yours, definitely Maverick or...
Well, no, it's actually not. It's Gunner's, my best friend.
His house?
Gunner? Condich.
Condich.
Yeah, not you.
No, I'm Condich. You're Condich.
But that's what I've been called by Connor for years. Condich.
Condich. Where's your favorite place?
I don't have one.
Don't have?
No, really, I work and then I go and meet all my friends. Who dictate to me where we're going?
Yes, really.
No, is that you?
Usually.
That is me. So I'm like, what do you love? I'm like, what do you love? I haven't had the chance to fucking figure it out. Because I've been dragged to Maverick for 12 years. I mean, I'm a straight round the corner girl.
Here, well then, what's your modest holiday or party story?
Everyone has like a mod holiday. But I'm not going to like break it up into like
one
my modest holiday.
Just a story. Seven
ones. I'll start with like I'm a liability. So you go out with me, you like go out with me. I'll talk about Pride last year.
Right.
Went to Pride, head to toe in rainbows, miniskirt, bra top, yo, loving life. Woke up with the sun shining in on me with these fellas going, ooh, ah, Malia, ooh, ah, Malia. And I woke up and I was like, what the fuck? Where the fuck? Woke up, looked around. I was like, I'm not in Kansas no more. No, I was literally not in Kansas. I woke up. I went over, which what I saw was the security guard. Went to the security guard and was like, where the fuck am I? You're in Dublin Airport. What the fuck am I doing in Dublin Airport? Why am I in Dublin Airport? No, I had like a mini skirt. I was in Pride. So I was like, wait, this is okay. My phone wasn't on. I was plugged in a charger beside me, beside the glass window. And then I said to I rang Connor and was like, Connor, where the fuck are you? Here he's, I'm in bed. Well, what do you mean you're in bed? I'm in Dublin Airport. Like, why the fuck am I in Dublin Airport? And he was like, well, I don't know, but I can pick you up. I was like, so I went over to the security guard and was like, can you get me home from Dublin Airport? I didn't have my passport on me. But me, I am a liability. When I went back, like 2 days later, I checked my messages. I was talking to someone that was in Malaga. Yeah. Not Malaga, Magaluf.
Yeah.
I had arranged to go and meet him from Belfast Pride. I woke up on the floor of Dublin Airport trying to get a flight to fucking Magaluf. I woke up the next day. I had to walk through Belfast. I said to the security guard, mate, you need to get me home. You need to get me home. Our bus is in an hour and 15 minutes. I sat in there had a chicken sandwich and a fucking orange juice going, I need to get home. I was covered in rainbows, head to toe, because it was bread. And I had to walk through the fucking Belfast town. Do you know what I mean? I was like, I woke up.
Pretty cold, man, too much?
Too much? If I had a passport, where the fuck would I woke up? I woke up in Dublin Airport.
Hello, love, welcome to Turkey. You have new tits, you have new feet, new everything.
No, this is me. Only I had no passport. Guys were like, ooh, Malia. And I woke up and was like,
oi, class up for just straight back here from the T12 from, you went here, T12 to Dublin. No. Derry.
Do you want to hear, like, so another way, like, all my best friends are gay. Right?
Well, the.
You know about
the. Am I your best friend then?
You are my 100%. You can drink it like.
There's bunk beds in here, no?
Oh, I want a double. Right? No. So, do you ever see, like, the way we go to Gran Canaria?
Yeah.
Like, me, Rusty Hinges, Pure Man. Like, we all do, because my best friend lives over there. Yeah. Washing. Well, me, I love to party with everyone, right? So, this is the worst story of my life. So they, Connor and Oisin used to leave me every night and go to the sauna. Like they did. And I used to have to find friends and party with them every night. So this one night, I stood my ground. I'm not a very cheeky girl. I stood my ground. I was like, you're not leaving me. I'm going with you. So Connor and Oisin dressed me in boys' clothes.
No, they did not.
No. They took my eyelashes off. They took my makeup off. They put a cap on me. They put, like, Oisin's basketball gear on me. And I went to the sauna with them. And the doorman, 100% English. What the fuck are you doing, love? What do you mean? And he was like, love, are you serious? And I was like, why English?
Why English?
Why English? I thought the fucking doorman in the sauna is going to be Spanish. Oh, España. Oh, let me in. I didn't want to buck. No, I didn't want to do nothing like that. I just wanted to go in with my friends. Because every night they were going to the sauna.
And she said to him, why English?
Why English?
Why are you English?
Like, love, you're going to have to split. And I was like, don't do this to me. Like, I'm Daniel. Like, don't do that. I had a cap on. Oisin's basketball gear. No eyelashes. Well, don't do this. Like, I don't want to fuck. I just want to go home with my friends.
I don't want to fuck. I want fun.
I want fun. We've been there for a week. And they've been going to the sauna every single night. And I was like, I'm fucking fed up with. Like, I want to spend.
Let me in.
I didn't want to fuck no one in
the Let
sauna.
Me in the fun.
No, I don't want the fun. I want to fucking be there with my friends. But no. And then I actually had to go and party with people in a boy's clothes and no eyelashes.
See, this last question is, which I actually watched, listened to while we were talking. If you had one drink to drink, this is going to be the last question, by the way. If you had one drink to drink, what would be your last drink?
Okay, well, we'll do it together.
No.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, come on.
So have I.
What are we drinking?
Well, we'll do it together.
What is it?
I don't fucking know. Miss Shelley's going to hand us.
No, if you had one drink you wanted to either drink, like, what would be your last drink?
Do you know what? Blue Aftershock and Red Bull.
I've never actually had that.
A refresher. That's my favourite shot ever.
But you would have to have about 7 of them.
No, they're strong.
For your last drink, though.
My last.
You want a pint of it?
I do love a pint.
A pint, do you?
Oh, I love a pint.
I wouldn't drink.
I didn't think you meant beer.
No, like your last drink.
I'm a beer girl. I'd probably have a pint of Coors and a refresher bone.
Oh, no.
Like seeing on his fancy fucking vodka shit.
Not everything. We've just drank here.
No, that's amazing.
This is the messiest podcast I think I've ever met.
I don't believe so.
In my
do
life.
You believe so?
No, I do. Like, so. Yeah.
Sarah, do you want a drink?
No, right, so at this
we'll
stage
get Shauna to have a drink.
Shauna?
Oh, Sarah?
Right, Danielle, remember you at the beginning of your mic, no one's going to hear you. And you want everybody to hear you.
Well, thank fuck they never heard me.
So what do you want to say? Because at this stage...
Right, so here be's me.
We're going to have to finish this up because people have working more. That yell's going to get me steaming.
Well, what do you want to finish it up with?
Any plugs? So what do you want to say, celebrate? What's your plugins? What are you doing next? What's what? So my name is So as you can tell, this podcast got a bit messy. It's just me and Danielle having a good time.
Having a bit of a dark. Connor is amazing.
Don't ever drink the cocktail she makes you with that straw. It might taste sweet. But I am fucked. But I mean,
and I'm taking him to Maverick, so we're gonna get absolutely lit to the tip.
Absolutely.
But we're trying
not
to get Sarah to have one with us.
No, not today.
To end the show, will we?
No, she'll not. She's going to choke hold me. So at the end of the day, it's night. Next week, we'll be back on here with Sir Quinn for one last time. Not one last time, as a joke. One last time. Like, she wishes it was in the one last time. So tune in. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit the bell. Also, follow our Danny Walsh.
Danny Walsh, 123. Connor is the business.
Love it. See you later. Slán.